Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle Extra on ISL. We are now down two game weeks and the table looks like, well, actually, Atletico Kolkata played the third match today. So they are leading the table with 7 points, followed by Pune City FC or FC Pune City with, with 6 points. And Northeast United continuing where they left off last season. And they are in the bottom of the table at the 8th. Guys, how has ISL season been so far?
I think looking at the table right now, it pretty much reflects, it almost reflects, except for Pune City, what it was last year.
Mumbai,
exactly. Second from bottom. So,
yeah.
Kerala Blasters on third. They were second last year. So ISL, I don't know, might be just my perspective, but the foreigners do seem a little more lazier than last year. There might be a few standouts like Ilana, who's just an outlier.
Oh, yeah. He
stands apart, actually. The way he's playing.
You can actually see that he...
How old is he? He's like 35, right?
33 or 30.
34.
34, 35.
Maybe that's why he's playing so good, because he's still somewhat like in the...
Yeah, actually...
Just a little ahead of his prime.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Unlike all the other foreigners like Roberto Carlos and... Postiga was playing good, but
Postiga is like 34-35 again. So
is Simao playing? Is he? No.
Simao got injured, didn't he? Simao is injured, Postiga is injured.
Yeah, have you seen the number of injuries as well in this ISL season?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about few things. So Northeast United, what's up with them?
I think they're not even as exciting as they were last year.
That, they have not even played a home match, so... Their first home match will be tomorrow. So this week they're going to play 3 home matches.
So you're saying the crowd was what? I mean, it did create that atmosphere. But last season, Northeast had this quick, pacey, passing,
yeah,
short passing game, which really was really good to watch. That's not there this season. I mean, John Abraham selfies that these guys have been overexposed to. We don't know.
Yeah, Mumbai City FC. We know. I mean, half the Indian players of Mumbai City FC, they're in the Indian squad, right?
Yeah. So. We don't have a keeper. We don't have
a striker.
Chetri. These guys alone.
I think there's
even Didika is not there.
Hmm.
So these guys alone can change the game. Yeah, I think Mumbai had bad luck in the first game against Pune. The first half, I mean, we were playing good, but you know, broke apart in the second half with a random goal coming from God knows where. Anyway, so. That's just the Mumbai fan.
What do you make of Anelka not even naming himself in the subs bench?
I'd say that he's a really good manager. He must have like some insight into himself, right? Because we saw Postiga, maybe he rushed himself into that match, scored 2 goals, but he got stretchered off. Maybe
yeah,
these
he's
guys just
for 3 weeks.
Weren't ready for this weather, this humidity that's around.
But Anelka is used to it. Didn't he play the whole season last year?
Yeah, he came
three games
late.
Yeah, but
he was serving a ban and all that.
Yeah. But I think, talking about Delhi then, Delhi, I think Maluda is playing pretty well.
Oh, yes.
John Annalise is obviously not.
For some reason, they're putting Riese in like the central defense
central
position.
Defense.
I won't be surprised if they use him as a forward, man. He's one of those amazing shot takers who can, you know,
yeah,
paint magic
was a match 3 days ago when there was this free kick he had to take from such an awkward, acute angle. And then the commentators got excited. Is this it? Is this it? Is this it? Hits the legs of the wall.
A baby. But I would really want to see one bummer from John Annalise or Roberto Carlos. I think nothing like that.
Like an own goal from Risa.
Yeah. Like from half line.
The
he
usual.
Does, he does a back pass with the...
Chennai. I think even Risa is pretty excited. I saw him tweet that day about Klopp. So maybe...
He's excited about Klopp at Liverpool.
Maybe.
So he doesn't give a fuck about Delhi right now. But maybe if he's on Twitter, I think he should listen to the exclusive Delhi Dynamo's chant that Footy Twaddle came out with.
Yes, we sent it to him, didn't we?
That chant is actually nearing 100 listens right now.
Yes, go Delhi, come on, listen to the chant. You're the only chant we made, by the way, guys.
Yeah, that's special.
Yes, Chennai FC.
Marina Arena.
Yeah.
Well,
so what, they won 4-0 yesterday,
yeah,
right?
They're
still not like, what, in the top 4?
No, they are 5th. Alright, so Chennai and FC, as we spoke, Elano, that guy is just driving the team. I have a feeling they'll reach the semi-final only because of Elano.
Mendoca scored two goals.
Yeah, what's happened to Fikru? Is he playing?
Fikru?
He was actually, I saw him in one of the matches, he was a sub.
Fikru played the first match, same good.
And he was substituted in the match, yeah.
He was playing good, but I don't know what happened. I mean, he's just not featuring after them.
Goa, FC Goa.
Goa, well, where is Perez? I mean, how bored was he of?
Yeah, he couldn't even tweet.
Yeah, I mean, at least he tweeted like at the first Indian league, which did not pick up, that Kolkata-based one.
Yeah.
he did not pick up. Next year he comes into FC Goa. Before that, like 2 months ahead, he's tweeting and suddenly he's disappeared. Does anyone know where Perez is? What
came pretty late? But
what happened to him at Goa that he just does not want to be associated with it anymore? I mean, even Risa is like wishing luck to Liverpool, man. I mean,
yeah,
thoda to pedigree bana rahega yaar. Come on, didn't he have any good Vindaloo or something?
But then Goa, like, fourth. They still have 4 points with 3 matches. But actually, I was wondering the other day, I mean, maybe just 8 teams, but why do you call it a league if you have semis and finals and all? Like,
What is IPL?
They took inspiration from
IPL.
IPL,
yeah.
But even then...
What even then?
It's a semi-league, right? I mean...
Let's not get hung up on the word league and this is how it's supposed to be. You have to
the lexicon to the experts,
yeah,
or something.
All right. So which
what
is
about... What ISIL's latest bad boy, you know, Baljeet Sani. First red card, first headbutt, you know.
And 5 lakh rupee fine.
I mean, I'm not sure if it's a typo or not, but what I read on a certain website, which I won't name right now, he's got a fine of 5 lakh rupees. And the manager for abusing the ref, he gets a fine of 50,000 rupees. So I think it's a typo. I'm not sure, but I don't know.
Yeah, 5 lakh seems too much, man. What's his
I don't
contract?
Think they're getting paid that much, are they?
Even if you
get 25,000 for a man of the match, don't you?
Yeah, but even if you get paid like 30, 40 lakhs, 5 lakhs is a substantial amount to give for one red card which he got. But this is not the first time. Remember the first ISL where the Pune manager was banned?
Yeah, from the side.
Yes, so we have bad boys in ISL as well.
Baljeet Sani. I think he could be a good inclusion into the Indian team. In place of Robin Singh.
Like to headbutt.
No, he does have that physical presence. The only reason Robin Singh is in the Indian side right now is the physical presence. Although he's as lazy as Giroud. So, I think Baljeet would...
Poor Robin Singh. He thought he'll get the service like France or Arsenal.
Okay. And then I also remember talking about David Platt. And I think he's already doing pretty well for Pune.
Well,
right?
they are second right now.
Undefeated.
Undefeated. Yeah, they're the Leicester of ISL.
Leicester's still unbeaten.
Okay. And talking about bad boys, Mutu.
So Mutu didn't feature until late in that match. Okay. Did he? I mean, I think he came on as a late sub or something against Mumbai.
His high got down in like 65th minute. And he's like, okay, coach, ready. Like, aa gaya beta.
Tunchai.
How's Tunchai playing?
Tunchai is like, he's like Ilano in disguise, man. I mean, at the level he's playing at, he's just all cutting through players.
Oh, jeez. I have to tell, I mean.
I think talking about cutting through players, special mention for Sonny Norde.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Because he's very wasteful. Okay, in his shots and all, but he just runs circles around the defense, yeah.
Yes, he and even Romeo Fernandez, that's pretty
Romeo
good.
Fernandez, respect to the guy, I think he should be in the Indian team. I do not know why he's not playing against. Played against Oman, played against, I mean.
So talking about this, I mean, who are the best Indian players according to you and ISL this time?
Let's filter it down to who not in the Indian team right now. I think number one has to be Subhash Singh. He's a steam engine up ahead, you know, running around the place, trying to, you know, getting shots on target, this and that. Then there's Romeo Fernandez. Amazing, amazing midfielder, very skilled.
Sonny.
Then you have Izumi Arata.
Izumi Arata.
I mean, half Japanese, half Indian, but he is eligible to play for the Indian team. These are my top three players who I think should be there. I mean,
but then it's very hard to say all the Indian team will come back now, so we can see for the rest of the matches how they actually play in the ISL. But even talking about the marquee players, Elano, Postiga, and Tunchai, they are actually playing quite well. So even the general perception, let's say that foreigners are not pulling their weight or whatever.
Yeah, but what about Carlos and Anelka? I mean,
Carlos, I didn't even expect to play a lot.
Yeah, Carlos is 42 years old. So honestly, when he won't
have... But he's Brazilian, guys. That has to hold for something, right?
Have you seen Brazilian Ronaldo? He can't play right now football. So it's
But he does feature in all of these Nike ads, doesn't he? Yeah.
I think
just smiling in the background.
Stock video.
But anyway, I think Carlos is injured. He did play in the first match.
He injured his finger or something.
He took a bummer of a penalty also. A free kick.
Free kick.
Also.
Yeah, but again, same thing for Elan Roberto. The commentators just go wild as soon as he gets.
Yeah, seriously.
यही है वो reason जिसके लिए जैसे players को India में लाते हैं. देखिए इनका लाजवाब skill.
I should start watching ISL in Hindi commentary.
I watch it only in Hindi commentary.
Yeah, it should be way more fun. The English commentary guys, They
get too technical sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, they like,
so
you
that
know,
was like plan B for Pune.
Yeah, we are all confused. What is plan A?
And it's like
we don't.
But Roger, don't you think they could have done something better over there? But in India, it's like Rakesh saab ko lagta nahi hai wahan kuch aur bhi ho sakta tha. Dekhiye, inhone ball aage mara. Ball aage tabhi marte hain jab dusre team ke player ball ke piche na ho, warna offside ho
jata hai. Seems like learning while watching, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
yes.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
So, okay. These are the two, after the two weekends, but what do you guys expect in the next 2 weeks? Who is going to be leading the table?
Pune, obviously. Chennai actually does have a chance. They're playing two games in the next week.
And one must be Northeast.
They're facing Bombay first.
I think that'll be a difficult match. So, is Sunil Chhetri back for that match?
Chhetri depends on how much rest is given to these guys. I mean, given
yeah.
or taken by them. I mean, I don't know, because anyway they're playing games every 2 or 3 days in the
yeah.
ISL, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So I think a 3 day rest period is good enough. These guys should be back. We should have Paul, we
yeah.
should have Chhetri, we should have Didika. I think Mumbai are better placed in this match, but Chennai have Ilan.
Yeah, that guy. So I have a feeling Atletico Kolkata will still be in the top along
mm-hmm.
with Goa.
But there's Pune also. I mean, they just need to win one game to go back on top.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And Baru, you have to tell us about Anelka.
I mean, we heard that you...
Oh yeah, actually, the Mumbai City Supporters Club, they organized a whole trip to Pune for our first game. And so, yeah, I mean, we ended up... I mean, it was a pretty good trip, just chanting beer.
Pretty good trip, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
I heard the trip
was good, not the match.
I heard Anelka signed you
Oh, yeah. I mean, we guys stayed back after the match just to show our support
yeah.
for the team and, you know, keep chanting over there. And Anelka was the first player to come out.
He couldn't even stay in the stadium.
get lost. As in, people were already sitting in the bus and all, but he was the first player to approach us.
Okay.
And he just thanked us for our support and signed our banners. He signed my shirt. And yeah.
Look at the casual way, Arush. Yeah, yeah. It was a pretty good match.
Good. Baru.
Well done. So when are we meeting Anelka?
Anelka, we'll get him on Football Twaddle
yeah.
sometime soon, hopefully. Let's drop him a tweet. Anelka.
Is he on Twitter?
I'm sure he would be.
Nuzon.
Bonjour
Foti Twaddle.
Bonjour Nicolas.
Bonjour Nico.
Je m'appelle Arush.
Wait, before we end, all right.
Last line
really
from Moulin Rouge. And I'm not talking about sleeping with us, but voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, but before we end, I think let's give a huge shout out to Kerala and ATK Atletico to Kolkata fan, like 60,000 people.
That Kerala match was massive.
For Calcutta, it's still expected. You've seen these figures in the I-League also when
for
Bagan
and
East
Bengal. East
Bengal
right?
face-off. But for Kochi, who don't even have a team in the I-League right now, impressive, man.
Yeah, probably that's why they're so excited.
Go communism!
Beep.
Yeah, so that's it. So, will Kerala
Football
do it?
Football does not have any political inclinations.
Yes. Mitron.
I repeat.
Okay.
So, Kerala should be in top 3, top 4, right? It's very hard to imagine them not being in the top 3, top 4.
What, in attendance figures? They're
in attendance, in terms of the table.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So, but I think Calcutta and Kochi are the reason that ISL is actually figuring in these lists all around the world as the
yeah.
most attended league, fifth most attended league. Whatever.
Now, go in D.Y. Patil. Come on, Mumbai. It's your turn to show
35,000. But you know what's messed up? 000. I mean, D.Y. Patil, Jawaharlal Nehru in Delhi.
Four Jawaharlal Nehru stadiums.
So, Delhi.
Yeah, okay.
These stadiums are not even completely open to the public.
Yeah, D.Y. Patil, the top one.
So,
is
it's annoying. I mean, I might sound like I'm supporting Delhi fans right now. I'm being very neutral. But it's annoying when journalists who know all these facts, even then when they write articles about the ISL games, they're like, oh, what a low turnout. When actually the stands that were open to public in the Delhi match were full. The only thing that was visible on TV was like the lower stands.
Mm.
And those weren't open to public. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And the same thing in Bombay. The top tier is not open to public. So that leaves a lot of like scope
yeah.
for more people.
55,000 I think is the 55,000 is D.Y. Patil entire stadium. You close the entire thing above, I think 30,000.
30.
And they get between 18
and
30,000.
Our highest attendance was 28,000. Our average is 22,000, 23,000.
Not
bad.
Yeah, I mean, this just, I mean, it's so heartening to see any football match in India, like, in the next 3 months.
Especially when the stadium for Bombay is so far from the main city.
Exactly.
It's not even in Bombay. It's like Manchester United now.
I don't understand.
United is not in city, right? They're in
Trafford. Who cares?
Okay.
All right. That's about ISL. We should be back with another ISL update in 2 more weeks, and where we can probably get much more clearer idea on where the table stands. Bye, people.
Namaste.
Shabba khair.
I'm out of words. Thoda to chhod dena. Oh, just because you're talking about Anil Ka Samay, oh, hua.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.